They do have a.
No. We're on.
Okay. Do you like how he leaned away to the side of the mic as if that was going to interrupt the beginning of the show? It's okay, Mike. We're only 299 episodes in. Why would
By
you know?
By the way, I got fired. I'm going to kill myself tonight.
What?
No. I just leaned out like it's personal.
Is that real, though?
No.
Did you
it
get
could
fired?
Happen. It could happen.
I know. That's why.
Yeah, that's been literally since episode two of this podcast.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about what happened this week on my podcast.
You have a podcast?
Which is, it was 2 hours of negativity and anger, so I went and recorded a new one yesterday, and then as I was piecing it together today and I uploaded it, I realized the first 30 minutes is me bad-mouthing the company. It's in my car, a 30-minute rant about bad-mouthing comedy. And,
did you upload?
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah, and deleted
Smart
the
move.
Other one.
Smart
I wasn't
move.
Happy with the other one. This one at least is
honest.
Is very honest.
Jinx bam.
You want to know? It's so honest, it's just sheer stupidity. Mm-hmm. And ignorance.
Yeah.
Like I say stuff I don't even mean, but I'm being honest. Right. I really, in my heart, I was being honest. And I'm thinking of it after I said it. And I was like, I just say shit out of anger.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even true. It's just.
So it's exaggerated just to get an effect out of yourself.
No. It's how I genuinely felt. But then after reviewing it, I realized I'm probably wrong.
Did you give it a good review? Speaking of reviews, Tyler.
Can I go on and give my own podcast a good review?
I think so, yeah.
Really?
I think that's the thing, yeah. I think a lot of
podcasts
out there.
The number one review on our show is Anderson's.
Really?
At the top it says, simply whore-awful. This is the worst thing. Don't download it. So it's a really nice it's a nice welcome for anyone that tries to check out the show for the first
really?
Time.
I know we're laughing about that, but then
I'll change it. I didn't know that
off
that was
the
on
show,
there.
We're like, how can we get more listeners?
And it's from like 2011.
Wow. How is that the thing? That's a thing? I need to go on there and change that.
Yeah.
Simply awesome. I would recommend this on iTunes.
Best show. iTunes, love it.
I think there's a lot of podcasts, as they call them out there, that have one review, and it's like, guy's mom.
Yeah.
Or the lady.
I guess it makes sense
that
you would go review your own thing.
I love how I was like really worried about not getting the ladies in there, but it's something really negative. I'm like, or a lady's podcast, and she's the one that
yeah.
That reviewed. It's not something I should be trying to rope the ladies into.
Here's the thing that I'm curious about. So I hear a lot of people promote on their own podcast,
ooh,
please subscribe to this podcast and give it a review. Are you just preaching to the choir, or does that actually help?
I'm sorry. I didn't listen to the question at all. Please repeat.
Like, what is that noise?
I don't hear anything. You're tripping.
Tripping balls.
I hear it.
You guys see Straight Outta Compton? I don't
know. No,
it.
Haven't
Settle
seen
down.
It yet. Haven't seen it yet.
It would fail the Brechtel test.
Oh, one more
no,
time.
There's no women.
There's very few women, and the women that are in it are shaking their giant asses for the pleasure of the said NWAers.
But you like the movie?
Oh, it's a great movie. Yeah, a little sugar coated for my taste. I went on and on about it on the as did the Baldwin on the Film Vault. But hey, this
sugar coated
the film
meaning
vault,
they toned it down, or meaning
toned
that they
it
made themselves
down.
Seem better.
Toned it. They definitely ingratiated all the characters, all the main characters to the audience to make them much more likable than I think they may have been.
They took the easy way out.
Tyler, it's true. They did take the easy way out.
There's no doubt most of the characters, not all, but most were very, very unlikable back in the day.
I don't know if that's something
that's
true. Just assume.
But
they made
very,
easy.
Very angry people back in the day.
Yeah.
You know who's got to dislike that movie the most is Apple.
Why?
Because now that Dre is an employee of theirs.
Why? It makes them look great. Why would they dislike
they
it?
The Apple's got to stay squeaky clean, man.
I don't even know if he cusses.
They can't pull a
they
Subway.
They cuss, but he does. What? It has nothing to do with children.
No, but I mean, they can't risk
Dr.
the
Jared?
Company by having people associated with them that may have done some terrible stuff.
Yeah, but Dr. Dre is squeaky clean in this movie.
Hmm.
He is. Other than getting roughed up by the police for no good reason every now and again, he is. He does nothing.
You know what I like about Dr. Dre?
What's that?
What is Mike Carano like
about
Dr. Dre?
I used to see him around, and I used to see him at shows, mm-hmm. and this is like in 1995, and he drove a Volvo.
I don't believe that.
Swear to God, a white Volvo. And
are you sure it wasn't just some black dude?
It said Dre on the license plate. Mm-hmm. I've seen him in it, and it said Dre on the license plate.
Hey, welcome to the program, everybody. I am Anderson there.
I like that he's a sensible man.
Mike Carano to my right.
He drives a Volvo.
Wearing his shirt.
So is that your iTunes review of Dr. Dre?
And I'm trying to do the
sensible
intro.
Sensible man drives a Volvo.
To the left there is the superfluous one, though, and it's Ty Ty.
Wow. Oh, so that's a good thing, right? Superfluous?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like
Superman.
Super and fabulous?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's like super
combo
fragilistic XPL. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, super
docious or dacious.
Thank you to the four people that left new reviews.
Oh, left you reviews?
left new. What? Why would I say?
I thought
I said new reviews.
I thought you said me
even
too.
Even if I said
like,
you reviews, that wouldn't be talking about myself.
Weird. Weird. This week on the Film Vault, top 5 aliens. Pretty sweet. We did aliens. Not alien movies, but aliens. Actual aliens. It was all right. It was the first one that we had done in a couple
like,
weeks.
The creatures or like.
What else would I mean,
Sinombre or.
Oh, like illegal aliens? Yeah. No, we weren't doing illegal aliens. Oh. Oh, but that's not a bad topic. Oh, not
Cheech
bad.
And
Cheech and Chong, 1 and 2. All right, we're not the racist.
They weren't
show.
Illegals.
No.
What are we going to talk about this?
Is that
week,
racist guys? To use the word illegals?
In some camps, they consider it illegal. It's supposed to be undocumented. You're supposed to say undocumented
well,
workers.
Well, is it racist to say that a black guy would probably say, "Hey, what you're doing is illegal. What you're doing is illegals."
What?
I don't know, but
you know, some people add an S. I was just trying to make up something that was racist. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going.
Why?
With that.
Why?
I wish I could start over.
I'm just trying to make up something that's racist.
I don't know. I
just got
to
add one more racist thing out of the world.
Spice up the show. Spice up
all
the
right,
show.
Last week on the program, I mentioned something that I had stumbled across and I was watching.
Wiener Whistles?
Not Wiener Whistles. I was talking about Snow on the Bluff. The
yes,
Bluff.
Yes.
And yeah. Since then, I kind of mentioned it in passing. I didn't really spend much time on it. Since then, I've become obsessed with Snow on the Bluff.
And
I've
you've seen it a second time?
Seen it a second time, and I have it on in the background at my house more often than I should probably because it's not like a nice movie.
Where's it streaming?
It's not a sweet movie, and there's no like soundtrack on it other than source music in people's cars, and I can't get enough of Curtis Snow. I can't get enough.
Where
I
can
love
we see
this?
Man.
You can see it on Fuckflix. It's streaming.
Oh, really?
It's like 79 minutes. I don't know if you should watch it, Michael.
Why?
I think it might be too much for you.
What do you mean?
What is this
too
film
scary?
Again?
It's intense.
Too scary?
It's a found footage movie about Curtis Snow, and it opens up with some college kids going into the Bluff, which is a real neighborhood in Atlanta. It's kind of a rough neighborhood, and they're in there looking for a couple eight balls and some rollers.
I thought it was a well-to-do family going in there.
No. Well-to-do families rarely travel to the ghetto.
I thought you said it was like a well-to-do couple that could travel to the bad neighborhood to buy some drugs.
No,
and they have a
college
video
kids,
camera.
College kids.
Okay.
And then Curtis Snow comes up. He approaches him. He's like, "Yeah, I got what you want. Whatever you need, I got it." And then he hops in the car. He's like, "Yeah, he's got to drive down. You can't do the drug deal here on the corner. I got to go down to my house." Hops in the car. And he proceeds to take their money and their camera and then documents his life for the next 75 minutes of the film, and it'd be like if the, you know, that show Cops?
Yeah.
It's like the flip scenario. It's flip scenario. It's like Cops, but
that's pretty good.
The cops aren't at the central.
That's pretty good.
It's Curtis Snow, and I don't know if any of you watch Wire, The Wire, but it was Wire. It's very Omar-esque. Mm. Omar from The Wire. It's pretty much Curtis Snow is the real life Omar. Now, 90% of what you see, as far as I can tell, is real. Like, he's just documenting his actual life. I mean, all the people credited in the movie, like, they're playing themselves. And this is like a documentary as much as anything. It's fucking unbelievable. Michael K. Williams, who played Omar on The Wire, actually was one of the executive producers. He wasn't actually credited because people didn't. There was a viral.
Is he like an executive producer after the fact? Like,
kind,
he saw the
no,
film and
no,
then
no,
put his name
that,
on
that's
it to
Tarantino,
try to sell it?
That's Tarantino style. He was involved before that. But there was like a guerrilla viral campaign that the producer put together where he took chunks of the movie, put them on VHS tapes. He got like 100 VHS tapes, put them in manila envelopes, covered them like with blood-looking substance, and just like left them in the mayor's office, in the police station, left them on the street, just in these manila envelopes. And people were just finding them.
That seems like a waste of time because it doesn't seem like anybody's going to go.
Hey, if you found a manila envelope with blood and a VHS tape, you would want to watch it.
If I were the police chief and I ran all these forensics on it and found out it was fake blood and then watched the tape over and over and realized it was somebody trying to promote their film, there's no way I'm going to go news conference. Okay, first I was mad. We're 100 grand into the testing on this fake blood. And
this is why Mike Carano is not the police
but
chief.
But I
got to
be honest with you,
town,
this film is fantastic.
Large. Hey, if I found a VHS tape covered in blood, I would have to find out what's on that baby. We'd probably watch it on the show. I'd probably keep it and wait for the show.
That'd be good.
But if you found a bloody baby holding a tape, would you want to find out what's on that tape?
What? Why is the baby involved? Why is there a bloody baby? Newly born?
Mike's just going for like shock
jock
this week.
Shock jock.
It's coming up with racist
things.
He
said I'd like
things.
To find out what's on that baby, and I'm trying to do the switcheroo.
Oh,
I failed miserably.
So your purpose of bringing that up again was just to let us know that you are now obsessed with it, or do you
I'm really into it. Okay. I recommend it. It's not the easiest watch you'll ever ever.
Well, give me an example of what would be the easiest watch.
Like NW, I mean, Straight Outta Compton is way more accessible than. Yeah. Snow on
I
Bluff.
Think they wanted that to be a successful film, though. I don't think they made it as a revolt. I don't think Straight Outta Compton is made as a
a
message. It's a film.
Straight Outta Compton is like it's a massive, sweeping, epic film biopic of where they do kind of evangelize and make these guys a little bit put them on pedestals.
Did you learn new stuff about NWA that you didn't know?
Yeah, for sure. And I was a fan of NWA. You know, Easy, Eminem, rumored to be maybe touring with them.
I told you that.
Yeah, it was you that told me that? Yeah, you told me this fact. I've learned since that it's a rumor.
I think it's more than a rumor.
Well, Mike has his finger right on the pulse of the hip-hop world, so I would trust Mike.
I think it's more than a rumor. Because I think one of those guys might be in the program I'm in.
Well, he didn't give me anything away. There's four of them.
Five. Well, there's four left.
The fifth Beatle might be in the program. Might have been telling people about it.
All right. So I got some uncomfortable.
That'd be such a good, really fucked up podcast, but a good podcast of someone who just goes to AA and just spills.
I thought about it. I thought about how amazing this would be. And just the tales of what goes down in there, like the insanity of somebody will be having a complete meltdown 1 week, and the next week they're coming in showing everyone their new purse, like it's 100% gone. And somebody will be sobbing, telling a story.
You're talking about the program.
Yeah, I mean, but it seems
fake. Which
you're
not supposed to talk about.
He's not naming names.
No, everyone in there is completely dramatic and over the fucking top. Everyone needs to settle down.
I mean, I'm in. I'm into it. I'm part of it.
Are you dramatic, though?
I don't really speak. I don't really participate.
And tell me
but
this:
I'm,
in the program, do you see many women like on the crouching down, looking through their purses frantically? Is that kind of like just a common thing?
No, why?
Hectic women are always digging through their purses. Have you noticed that?
This is a new stand-up bit.
No, it's a real thing. I give Emily shit on her show every week because she's always like her head's like buried in her bag. Just they're always looking for something. They can't find
what
it.
Haven't
seen this?
What emerges from her purse when she finally pulls it out?
Like something stupid, like a toothpick or chapstick or something.
A toothpick?
Yeah.
Yeah, that partner.
Hey, I'm terrible at plugging, so let me do this real quick, all right? I didn't plug it anywhere, really, but if you would like to see one of my films that I made last year, and you're under 21, pretty much the only show in town is this week at the Chinese Theater on Saturday night. Tickets are a little pricey, $15.
You are go you to going?
HollyShorts.com. Yeah, I'm going to go. The wife really thinks that I should. But you go to HollyShorts.com, and it's the 5 o'clock showing Saturday. What's the date? 22nd. 22nd, yeah. But they're going to show my Rules of Reduction as well as some other, there's 10 films total. So,
it was a great time last time.
It was a really good time, but I didn't really tell anyone about it this time. And like, you know, if you're hearing this on Friday, it's happening tomorrow. So,
and if you're hearing after that, thanks for listening.
Yeah. But if you're hearing after that, better yet, for the same amount of money, $15, not one Cold Cocoa production, but you can see a total of 10 Cold Cockle Productions.
That's crazy that you made 10 short films.
Well, you know, I'm going back to student film. Two student films, which are actually shot on film that I've never shown. I've never shown publicly. Never shown publicly. I'm gonna have a little fart bar flavor. The
what
video.
Is the, what's shot? The order gonna be of those films?
It's like chronological.
That's what I was asking. Like, is it gonna go?
I'm walking the pops. People have seen it, but I'm gonna put it on the big screen. Then I'm going to show the actual five that I shot, produced, wrote, directed last year, and that's like the main course.
Nice.
So it's about an hour and 15 minutes of actual videoing pleasure.
You going to have an intermission?
I don't know. I might go out and smoke during like walking the pups or something, but I'm going to be talking in between, so there's many little mini intermissions. So, you know, I'll be taking questions and explaining what went into it and like the problems that we had. Hopefully it'll be fun. I think
chairs.
It will be fun.
Seats?
There's chairs. It's couches, chairs, seats.
Now, this is when you say when and where.
September 26th, Los Angeles on the Miracle Mile at Busby's East, to be exact. It's they got like a private area that we're going to have all to ourselves with
a big
screen. It's like
a secret nightclub in there.
It's really cool.
Is that?
And it's September 26th. It's a Saturday night. It's across the street from the Brea Tar Pits. Parking might be a little bit of an issue. You can park somewhere else and bus in or go down there early. Go to LACMA. LACMA's right there.
It's not across the street from the Tar Pits. It's like a quarter mile down the street.
All right. Well, it's pretty close. pretty close. It's all within walking
distance. You don't want people to park at the tar pits. And
it's really close to LACMA.
Yeah.
Which is Los Angeles County Museum of Arts. Yeah, you can make a day of it. It'd be fun. And I can guarantee that every single thing that I put on that screen, I think is funny, at least.
Good enough.
I've spent countless hours on most all of them.
You should put that on the marquee out front.
Countless I find them hours. Funny. And I've seen a little preview of the preview. The last thing I'm going to be showing is an illustration of the thing that I'm raising money for, the next one that I want to make. And
like a story
we get
word?
A little meta. A little meta. Ooh. It's going to be fun. Yeah.
Storyboard?
I'm looking forward to it.
A little storyboard, yeah. A little storyboard action. I'm working with a guy named Matt out of Jersey, and we got it scored and everything.
Sold.
But yeah, so Mike will be there. Ty will be there.
He's from Jersey.
Hey, Bald Brian will not be there, so that's an added bonus.
Yeah, how come?
Absolutely.
You will not have to deal with Smug Boy.
Yeah.
It's in his shiny head and his smugness with his thumbs raised in the air talking about Optimus Prime. That will not be a problem.
What's his commitment?
His brother's going to come into town with a kid. And yeah. He says that that's not an appropriate environment for a child. And he made a mistake and double booked that night. What can you do? I'm okay.
Yeah, he'll probably be there because they want to get away from the kid.
Dr. Drew is going to be there. I don't think Atherwood will be. Emily Morse is going to be there. It's going to be a good time.
She's going to be furiously digging through her bag.
You watch. You go to this event and you will watch her. And there's I'm about a little over halfway sold. So, you know, I know a lot of people like to make last minute arrangements. It's still like 6 weeks away or whatever.
You should put a mouse trap in her bag just to freak her out.
That would be very mean.
Be nice.
So, guys.
Snake.
What have you been up to since I saw you last? Huh?
You look like you, I don't know.
Huh? You got anything?
Well, I made my triumphant return to Disneyland yesterday for the first time in 3 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
In 3 months.
And it was nice. It was a very nice time.
A lot of changes.
Did they roll out the red carpet for you?
Yeah, the castle's gone. The Matterhorn is now this giant penis.
What? Did you see a lot of the security guards eyeing you and then talking into like their cuffs?
I made reference to that on the podcast, and I thought that was really arrogant. Hope they still remember me. Like anyone has any idea.
That weird curly-haired guy's
Mike's
back.
Mike's trying to do suspicious things, and no one's paying attention to him.
Oh, fuck. That guy with his podcast is back.
You should really stop talking about your job. You might get fired.
I really went there to record the podcast, and then I ended up putting like 45 minutes of bitterness up front of just venting about my job, and I regretted it. Now I wish I wouldn't have uploaded that.
We covered that in the beginning
of
the show.
I know, but I'm just thinking about it now, and I'm like...
Well, the good part is you'll be thinking about this part when you're driving home tonight and wishing...
I know,
you
I'm already regretting everything I said tonight, so this is tough. It's really tough. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, back to Disneyland and the penis horn.
You got to do something positive for your show, for your job. So that, like, if they do give you shit about that, you can be like, yeah, but I was plugging Jeff Gaffigan this weekend,
yeah,
saying
Jeff
people
Gaffigan.
Should come out.
I love Jeff Gaffigan.
Right? He's the best.
He is the best.
You can get tickets at improv, right? .com over there. And
I love Jeff Gaffigan.
Is there a guy named
I love Paul Francisco.
Is there not a Jeff Gaffigan? What's his name?
I love
Jim.
Jim, fuck yourself. It's close.
Jim McHale.
Jim McHale's pretty sweet. All right, guys, I went to a sensitivity training.
Work related?
Yes. Yes.
Were you forced to go?
Forced.
Oh, is this because
is it a one-time deal, or do you have
about?
To go back?
No, apparently it's a one-time thing.
How many hours?
I have been skirting these things all my career.
Me
for
too.
17, 18
Me
years
too.
Now. I've been working in radio for 19 fucking years. Never had to go to one because I'm an independent contractor.
Yeah.
No one's really my boss, which is great. I invoice, so I always get out of it because I'm not a company man.
Yeah.
But this one... One big fucking boss said, oh, he has to go. And I'm like, no, I don't. And then another boss said, not my boss, but they're like, dude, just go. You don't want to, you know, pick your battles here. You probably don't legally have to go, but just go because he wants you there. So
yeah.
I found myself in only 90 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad.
Only 90 minutes.
Do you think if we would have taken the sensitivity training class, we wouldn't have said some of the stuff we regret? And by we, I mean me.
Oh, I thought of this podcast often, but I realized that we're fine. We're safe because actually the lawyer that was running the meeting, this was for a big company. I'm not going to name the company.
We're not safe from embarrassment. We're safe from the long arm of the law.
That's true.
But like we're safe from FCC most of the time if I remember to take it out of program one.
Yeah.
If you recall, that's how the show got invented. Created was because we
unless we start telling people to do stuff to, you know, listen, you guys, if you don't bomb that Del Taco on the corner.
Hey.
Jesus.
That might
no,
be.
No, I'm just saying that would be like an example of.
But I don't think that this show goes 2 minutes without some massive violation of what this woman was talking about. She had like a little PowerPoint And she had like audio references to things that were unacceptable. And there was like a little quiz. Like it was set up like it was a quiz. Like there was this one on a big radio news station out here.
Was she hot?
And no. And
would that be it's one of the violations?
The audio clip was a woman doing like a live read. Yeah. She's like, come on down to Aaron Brothers Jewelers. And I just made up a.
Yes. All our jewelry looks like frames.
And you just
two
hear this,
for one.
You
just, 1 cent sale on jewelry.
You just hear this guy's voice come in.
Our
like
founder
left
died
field.
Like a year ago.
And it's, what?
Yeah, Aaron.
I don't care.
He died.
All right, why you gotta make it depressing?
What about his brother?
I don't know what happened to that guy.
So you hear this voice come in on left field just say, bitch. It was pretty great. Because her producer, like, was sick and tired of her, and he didn't realize his mic was open, and he...
Did anyone laugh in this class?
Oh, there was laughter, yeah.
Okay.
I was ahead of the curve on most of the laughing.
I just wonder if everyone was going to put on airs and be like, oh.
Are you saying what you watched or heard was an actual thing?
Yeah, and she played us four actual clips of things that are not appropriate.
Did she think they're funny?
Did she find it inappropriate that woman doesn't have a sense of humor?
She was a cool lawyer. And she was like, you know, I love my job. I don't get embarrassed, and... you know, I get to talk about all these ridiculous things that go on. She's been a lawyer for this company for over 20 years now. So she's dealt with some really, really big international incidents, crazy things that have occurred, but have been stricken from the record and are not allowed to even be discussed ever again. But she did bring up some of them in this meeting. There's probably about 50 of us there, right?
And now here's a clip from Loveline.
No, she did reference another radio program, though, that is big in the Los Angeles area. But here's the deal, guys.
Yeah,
I was in there.
Disaster.
I was in there with like a bunch of old newsroom types, right?
Who didn't want to be there either.
No, they did. They're like the nerds in class that kept asking questions, and I'm just watching the clock going, you fox, I have a movie to make. And they kept like asking questions and closer.
That's
and closer.
The most pretentious thing.
I have a movie to make.
Yeah.
I have to go see a movie. I had to like a time.
Oh.
No.
I am an artiste, and I must do my art.
Anderson's sitting in the back in those puffy pants.
You're
and his fucking director
me
horn.
From smoking a pipe and creating art.
I have a movie to make. I must commit my vision to film.
That's going to be my new tagline. I'm just going to constantly, that's like my sign off. Yeah. I have a movie to make.
I sit here while the songs escape my head with no piano.
I had to go see Amy, and it was on the other side of town, and it was getting closer and closer to the time. I fucked myself anyways because I went to the wrong theater. I made it out on time, and I still went to the wrong... Anyways.
Tight.
So, where do I begin? All right, so she gets to the point... I realized what a shitty audience it was that I was sitting with when she gets to the point where she reads off the seven words that are not allowed to be said under any circumstances.
Yeah. Why'd she read them?
Which were the Carlin...
Don't people already know them?
The Carlin seven words, which were like...
She just wanted to say them.
Shit, fuck, cock, sucker, motherfucker... Yeah. Cunt, piss, tits, right?
Piss?
Yeah, piss and tits are on there.
Really?
And the audience...
Giggled?
Tapped into their third grade selves and not only giggled, but broke into applause, and one man stood up trying to incite a standing ovation for the woman, and I was enraged! Ugh. We're adults, for fuck's sake!
I know. You know what? Sometimes, even though we don't seem like adults, you're right.
I was upset. I was annoyed. Now,
let's just move on. Like, why are you guys wasting time in this class by trying to give her a standing ovation for repeating something we've all heard 10,000 times?
It was so annoying. And it was like
we've all used at home with our children.
I don't know. With our children.
Every one of those words we've called our wives.
Here's where it got really fun for me, okay? She was mentioning a Joe Biden, Vice President Joe Biden used the word shit. And she signed off, and she allowed a producer or a news anchor on one of her stations to actually quote the vice president. And she said that's okay because it was a news story, and the fact that he used Joe Biden used shit was so he was allowed to quote the person, right? Now, they get all hung up on that, and the news, the guys on the news side start, I don't know if they're a talent. I don't know if they're on air. I don't even know what station, guys. This is all, I don't know, okay?
This is like AA of radio?
But I wasn't told, non-disclosure. I was never told. I was told I had to be there. I wasn't told I wasn't allowed to talk about it, all right? Even though I feels like maybe I...
Was Shotgun Tom Kelly there?
There's one black guy in the audience, all right? He's the guy that I zero in on when this next part happens.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Somebody in the audience says, a couple weeks ago, the president was actually... He's piling on to the shit, Joe Biden saying shit. The president was on a podcast called WTF, and he used the N-word numerous times, and We actually aired it. Now, are you saying that I could have quoted the president and perhaps even used the N-word? Like, he's, like, getting excited. Like thinking, is there a loophole here? May I use the N-? And I'm just zeroed in watching this black guy as these asinine questions are asked, right? And the black guy is uncomfortable, annoyed, and he's struck with...
Is he possibly annoyed because you're turned halfway around?
No, he's in front of me.
Is he a broadcaster?
I don't know what
turned around in your director's chair.
So he's got his head in his hands, right? And he's just shaking his head, and they keep going. And then she's like, well, God. I don't think so. Well, then should we actually say N-word, or would it be okay? Or should we have bleeped it? Or should... They just all hung up on the...
How many of these guys were like wearing shorts and polos?
No, everyone was like wearing like... I was by far the least dressed person there. For the most part, yeah. People were wearing like button-ups and tucked-in shirt and a lot of like cross-fit trainers with their jeans. Oh, I hate that look. Oh, no, it's a Michael look, isn't it?
What?
Like running shoes with jeans?
Oh, the worst.
The worst.
The worst. Is that why you wear shorts, Mike? That'd be bad.
I don't even understand if you're being facetious or what's happening here. I'm totally out of it.
No, you know that look with jeans with the. How many listeners wear that? Okay. I'm sure you guys pull it off.
Yeah, I wear running shoes with jeans a lot.
Do you?
Yeah.
No, you don't wear jeans, so that's a bullshit.
I wear jeans
statement.
A lot.
When? With who?
At home? Do you sleep
for three or four shows?
No, you have not.
Yes, I have.
There's like brown pants. Nope. Those aren't jeans.
I bought two pairs of Levi's like 6-8 months ago, and I've worn them each probably 25 times.
Okay, I don't like how you keep track of your wearing.
Probably more.
Experience.
Are you bragging?
I wear them even though they're not comfortable. I told you, it's ironic. I've worn shorts every single goddamn day with a few exceptions, weddings and funerals, for close to 30 years.
Hey, if I die prematurely, come to my wedding, please. Yeah. I mean, my funeral, please wear shorts.
I probably will.
I want you to be yourself.
Yeah. But I've worn shorts every goddamn day, consistently. Okay. And then I wore
I
Levi's.
Feel like he's stumping or something. Like
I
this,
wore Levi's.
This is his platform.
As I stand here talking to the shorts makers of America, I want to let you know that I am your man. I've worn
your product every day. We got to bring American shorts jobs.
I don't trust a man wearing pants. What's he hiding?
America used to be great. Used to be built on shorts. Let's make it great again.
I've worn shorts most of my life. And I bought these two pairs of Levi's. Well, first Tara made me buy two pairs of pants, which I did. And I wore them probably like 6 or 7 times each.
Yeah, what are you doing listening to Lara?
I went and bought two pairs of Levi's.
What are listeners doing listening to
this? I went and bought two pairs of raw denim Levi's. I washed the fuck out of them. I wore the fuck out of them.
What
I probably,
are you doing?
I probably wore nothing but Levi's for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day. And then I put on shorts one day, and I felt weird and like a dork.
Uh-huh.
And I was embarrassed to wear shorts. I swear to God, that's the truth. I got shorts on now. Yeah.
Yeah, you get a cut. Dude, I go 6 months, 6 months. I do 6 months shorts, 6 months pants.
Yeah?
6 months, 6 months.
I didn't know there was a season.
There's totally a season. Usually around October, I'm like, fuck, it's cold. Got to put on some jeans.
Oh, I'm not doing it for temperature.
I don't do shorts again until like summer comes around. I don't even realize it.
Apparently, I'm much more attractive in pants.
You can hit on more in pants.
Absolutely.
Why are you not wearing pants all
infinitely
the time?
Infinitely more.
Really?
Infinitely more. I wore Levi's to the Improv one night, and I had
chicks were just slapping his ass.
Movie commentos from girls going, "I've never seen you in pants. Oh, you look really good in pants."
Oh, these are people that know you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know if they're really hitting on you. They're just like talking to you about some massive change.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably not hitting on me, but they're very, very, very different.
Like if you had a ponytail and you cut it off, they're all going to say, "Hey, you cut off your ponytail." Doesn't mean that they're hitting on you.
You should get a ponytail.
No, you
I had
not.
A ponytail.
Don't know what.
I had a ponytail.
When was this?
How dare you judge me?
When did
How
you have a
fucking dare?
When
you?
Did you have a ponytail?
I'll say from like 91 till like 98.
Yes, you had a ponytail for 7 years.
I went 7 years without cutting my hair. And
this
I didn't
like
it. I didn't like
dick.
It just flying all over the place. So I just had it in a ponytail.
Where are these?
And
pictures?
I wore a hat every goddamn day.
Did it have the flaps at the back?
No.
Wait, like did you tuck it up into it?
No.
So you're a hat Michael's, with a tail coming out.
Michael Stipe.
Yeah, it was hideous. Absolutely hideous.
Did Michael Stipe have a ponytail?
For this for 7 years.
Yeah.
Are there photos?
I'm sure there are.
Was it like curly and bushy?
As exactly as it is now, but way like almost down to my like the top of my butt.
What
the fuck?
I'm so pleased right now. I could not be more pleased.
Yeah.
I did that horrible thing just to piss people off, like every now and again, like my friends, like where I had like shaved head all the way around, except it was really long on top, and then I'd put it in a ponytail. God, that was a bad look. Terrible look.
Like this? Yeah. Like a Bushido samurai?
Like I was ready to get in the ring. Yeah.
But you did that to actually aggravate people?
Yeah, aggravate my
Did you ever have
friends.
A rat tail? You seem like a kid that would have
no,
a rat tail.
No, I would never have a rat tail. How dare you?
I saw a guy that had like a Hasidic beard, but he wasn't Jewish. Well,
that's
I don't
like
know if
half
he was Jewish.
The kids in America now.
This guy had like white trash, like beaver pelt hunting, like bushy, not quite ZZ Top. Like definitely I don't groom my beard, just this crazy mess of a disgusting waterfall of crooked hair coming out of the bottom of his. It was like a beard that wasn't kept up. He was the opposite of the guy that managed the hotel in that TV show Hotel.
I have no idea what he's talking about. Is there a show called Hotel?
I have no
this
idea.
Was like a big, gigantic.
What is
this?
When does
like,
Mike watch TV
dirty
show?
Looking white trash, Dukes of Hazzard, Uncle Jesse style beard, and then he had two curls coming out of it that were like another 6 inches longer.
I don't like this person.
Yeah, I didn't like it either.
Why are you painting a picture for him in my head?
It was like a Jewish guy ran straight into him and got stuck. That's what it was like.
Hey, Mike, I got a question for you. Call yes. it a quiz if you like.
Yeah, let's go. Bring it on.
Air conditioning.
Yeah.
How does it work?
Well, I'll tell you how it works. Cools you down, keeps you cool, cools the air, cools the ground.
Got it.
Air conditioning. Great. That's how it works.
Cools the ground. It was kind of a rhyme. Kind of
I read what the listener sent us.
How many did you get into?
What do you mean?
Did you read all of them?
About how the compressor works and it compresses the Freon and that part of it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
because a listener sent us an email about air conditioning. And how it, he's like, here's the deal. If you dumb fucks really want to know how it works,
we are dumb.
And he laid it out like bullet points, like nine of them. He numbered them all, right? Exactly what happens. Mm-hmm. And I forwarded it to Mike, and I said, I read it. Thank
yeah,
you.
I read it.
I forwarded it to Carano. I doubt he'll get past number three, though. I didn't think you'd read past three.
I wanted to read it because I wanted to see if I was close with my speculating,
cools
which was
the ground.
I pulled out of the ass, out of my ass, which was I thought the Freon.
The ass is kind
of. I assumed, I know there's a compressor. I know there's Freon. I assumed the compressor.
Especially in those Levi's.
You know what? I was kind of.
Keith's ass is the ass, especially when
right.
hugged by those tad Levi's.
My theory was sort of right, where the compressor puts pressure on the Freon and then there's a reaction and it becomes cold. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I thought it was, to an extent. But I was mistaken on it.
I mean, I've enjoyed this journey down the shorts path. Were you done with your?
I'm going to tell you right now. The reason I started wearing shorts and felt more comfortable in shorts
is not what
is
I'm...
because first of all, you have room to breathe. Second of all, it feels like I'm always ready to run.
Is this the most asinine podcast we've done?
No, but I'm always ready to run, and I don't feel
you
comfortable.
You look like you're always ready to run.
Well,
yeah,
like,
I am. I
like
am.
Like you're a drug dealer on the corner?
Sort of, yeah. When there's danger, I'm ready to go, which is why I feel uncomfortable in these flip-flops. I can't run well in them, but I practice, so I'm sort of prepared.
You practice?
I've had doctor's appointments, as we spoke of in the other studio, where I had to take my pants and my underwear off, and I left my shoes on in case I had to get out of there. And I'm not even kidding. Like, I'm not going to be barefoot in somebody's office in case there's some kind of something goes down and I got to get out.
Yeah, well, in fairness to Mike, he did have that, the office that he keeps today, that they might take away from any minute now. There was a video of a man going, kicking indoors with a knife not too long ago, right?
Yeah, but that's not at the doctor's office in the middle of the day.
Oh, it was doctor's office. Sorry, I was reading an email.
Well, you know what? I also have that mental problem where I over-prepare for things and under-prepare for the things that I should prepare for.
And mm-hmm. have a ponytail.
Like when we go
years.
On a little, if we take a road trip.
Yeah, you over-prepare.
I forget the stuff I probably need, and then I'm lugging six cameras, and I'm like, I'll bring a pair of shoes. Yeah. I'll bring another pair of shoes because we walk around the desert. I'm going to bring these flip-flops, and let me just throw a fourth pair of shoes in the back of my car just in case I need four fucking pairs of shoes because I'll be gone 20 hours.
He did that. I'm witness to that.
I do that all the time.
I would like to thank Russ Strazler. Strazella. Sorry, Russ Strazella, for giving us the lowdown on the air conditioning,
hey,
how it
Strazella.
Works. It's refrigeration. It's not Freon.
Yeah,
he wants
paisano.
Us to know that. It's refrigerant, not Freon, is compressed in the compressor. Hey, also, asshole I am. I plugged my thing, but I didn't tell people where they could buy the tickets, where you can go, secure your place.
Yeah, where can we go?
AndersonCowan.com. Oh. You got the button right there, the PayPal button with all the info. All right.
I think it's Freon.
21 and over.
Oh,
right?
My God.
Unfortunately.
It's
no,
not
it's not Freon.
It's
we're going to trust.
$15.
You ever got your air conditioning fixed in your car?
It's not free on day of either. It's going to cost $15 if there's any tickets left.
Unless you wear them jeans, then Anderson will let you in free.
Free on Willie.
All right. What is that? I got another fun one.
I think it's free on in your car air conditioner.
Well, I don't know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't bother.
Were you done with your seminar story?
Seminar. Essentially, yeah.
Do you think the guy was kissing ass to the attorney? He wasn't really that enthralled by.
No, there's a lot of guys. Butt? You know what I noticed a lot? It was a lot of guys there. They just wanted to let the attorney know, and I guess the room know, how long they've been doing it for. Things that they've. Oh, I've dealt with that back in 1984. We had one. It was that. It's like no one cares about that.
How come? You know what? I wish you would set aside some time in that meeting to address the real problem.
When she said the seven words, somebody's like, I can recite them in order for you. Yeah. I'm like, shut up!
But I wish you would. I wish you could. She could just go, we're going to have 10 minutes each to vent and just talk about how immature this whole topic is.
No,
and
she liked it. She enjoyed
it. No, but I mean, we had a meeting to discuss whether we could say shit on the news. Like, what?
You know the
what
big thing that the
fucking
FCC
pussy can't tolerate hearing shit. Oh, your poor little ears heard a newscaster say shit.
No, it's like kids on their way to school and stuff.
A big fucking deal.
Yeah, you know, if I had kids, I wouldn't want them to hear the first cuss word from some jackass fucking DJ
on
the radio.
Trust me, they're not. It's gonna be you in the delivery room.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It was asinine, and she explained that the FCC. They don't go looking for anything. They simply sit back.
Wait for complaints.
And they wait for complaints. Yeah. And it's the easiest thing in the world to complain. Like, yeah. There's just a big button on their website. And you just click on it, and you bitch about whatever you like, and they're going to go after it. And they also arbitrarily put more emphasis on various things depending on the year. This year, their big fucking go-to is people using the emergency broadcasting system to get people's attention. So, like, if you have a commercial with the this is only a test, and anything that sounds like that tone, they've already doled out over $3 million in fines just this year.
So are advertisers doing that?
Advertisers. And then she played us like three or four promos, advertisement. That, yeah.
That's kind of brilliant.
It is.
You know?
It is. But now the
this is the After Disaster podcast. Stay tuned.
And then I was sitting next to a buddy of mine, and he was like, and that was like early on in the 90-minute meeting, and he kind of leans over. He's like, I got something that's probably a huge violation of that rotating right now on the regular. I'm just looking at the clock thinking, how fast can I get home to take that down?
Did you have to pay for those classes, or did the company pick it up?
She was a company person, so she's, yeah. So I learned a couple things here and there.
You sound like the jock that got disciplined and had to go be a member of the AV club this for like a week.
The kind
and
of
they're all like super excited about all the boring technology, and you're like, ah.
This is the kind of class that I should have had to like been forced to go to numerous times because of my gaffes in the past on the actual broadcast. Yeah.
Broad gaffes.
It's good, tight.
Thanks.
It's
that's what I'm here for.
I've been through a couple of training meetings and stuff with attorneys where they're talking with the HR people.
You were telling
stuff.
Me some amazing stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
I know
but
you don't.
I've been through
it
some of those.
That's great.
But I've been through some meetings.
It's hilarious. I don't know why.
Like 30 people in the room and they have an attorney. And we had a guy say, here's the deal. You simply cannot talk about personal stuff at work. You can't compliment people. He said flat
fuck
out.
Fuck him. That guy sucks. That guy's stupid.
That's just what he was telling
me. Can you imagine what he's like to work with? How was your weekend, Bob? I can't speak about such things.
He was teaching a sexual harassment class, and he flat out said, you cannot talk about personal stuff at work. You can't ask people what they did over the weekend. And he goes, of course people are going to disregard that, and they're going to do that. But he goes, I'm just telling you people, here's how you avoid problems. You don't talk about your work. You don't talk about your weekend. You don't talk about your personal life. You don't ask people about their personal life.
How about you just
you come
don't
in,
speak?
You say hello. You do your work. You go
this
home.
This guy's the worst.
Yeah,
I hate this guy.
He sounds like really fun.
Yeah, but that's what I came away.
That's what lawyers are kind of like, especially company lawyers. Like they keep their jobs by telling everyone no. You know what I mean? That's how TV execs keep their job.
It's
too.
So easy to give people advice that's unfollowable.
Well, it's just CYA. It's cover your own ass.
CYA.
I had an encounter with Morrissey this week.
Ah, I saw that he was on your show.
Morrissey. Yes.
And?
Morrissey.
Yeah.
Morrissey.
Was he dripping with Latinos?
Was he difficult? Did you think he was going to cancel?
So.
How many homies, honestly, how many cholos showed up to your show?
I don't know.
You didn't count?
No.
Mm-hmm. Was it more cholo-y than normal?
I didn't get a look at the audience that night.
You're letting me down over here, buddy.
That's the first thing I would have done is went out to the audience.
I was at a show, one of the big events that they used to have out here, Inland Invasion, I think it was, way out there in DeVore.
Blockbuster.
And he canceled, and it was terrifying. He was headlining, and there were about 30,000 very angry Latinos.
Very angry, very
Latinas.
Sad and emotional.
He cancels a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very, very unreliable.
So what was your run-in with the old Morrissey there?
So we have a thing at the show where before the guests come down, they take a photo in this like little photo booth that's basically behind the stage, and then they come down the stairs and they go on the show. And we've had two guests so far that have not done the photo booth. One was Betty White because she's 1,000 years old and can't get up the stairs. The other was Carl Reiner because he's 1,000 years old and can't get up the stairs.
What are you guys going to do when you have Stephen Hawking on?
Yeah.
We'll do...
Why don't you make this accessible for old people and
them, I go upstairs into the dressing room and I take a photo of them. So then we get a call.
And you do it.
Yeah. I'm like the staff photographer, which
that's
makes
great.
No sense.
That's great.
And
do you use your phone?
No, we have a 5D.
Uh-huh.
Use my phone here, Betty. You can say cheese.
Hey, it's probably gonna be fine. Nice. I've seen billboards around town shot with an iPhone 6.
That's right.
Yep,
it looks
good.
Pretty amazing.
Look pretty good.
All right, company shill man. so I get a call and they're like, "Gonna need you to take a photo of Morrissey. He doesn't do photo booths.
He doesn't do photo booths. That's like a thing."
I'm glad to see he's holding true to his reputation of being a royal pain in the ass to everybody.
I go into the green room, and I'm standing there.
You know what? In fairness to Morrissey, I bet you he never said that. I bet you his fucking people said that.
I'm not 100% sure that you're wrong, so that's definitely a possibility.
I can see like his
he won't do that.
Yeah. Oh, Morrissey, he's not going in a photo booth. No, he's better than that. No. Don't even bother me with that. Yeah, I can see that.
I would like to see the video of Morrissey going in and out of a photo booth.
I would like to
That'd
see the video.
That'd be such a great 5 seconds to have.
Why?
Just Morrissey like moping into like a photo booth, closing the little curtain, and then you just hear the pop of the camera.
He's
like, and
he's
just goes back
out. The prototypical person who would do a photo booth. You know what I mean? Like if you were at the mall and you saw like a group of like celebrities walking by a photo booth, he's the guy that I would assume would pop in there.
What?
Well, you and I have very different views of him.
Do you know who Morrissey is?
Yeah, he's a singer of the Smiths.
All I've ever heard about him
about his
is
girlfriend
he's
in a coma.
He's a pain in the ass.
Ask me.
Yeah, I heard he's one of, if not the most difficult person to work with.
I wish we had a little Morrissey playing right now. I could use some.
You know my favorite Morrissey song is? It's not even his. Is that really a fucking fantastic version of That's Entertainment he did like in the early 90s.
Is that the Jam song? The Jam song?
That's Entertainment.
That's a song by the Jam.
Entertainment.
I didn't know you were a fan of the Jam. That's not how it goes. All right, go ahead.
I don't remember how it goes. Sorry.
I'm pulling.
I'm going to race you.
Well, you're going to race?
It's really beautiful.
Go ahead, Ty. Tell me more about Morrissey.
So,
a photo booth in the middle of
I'm waiting
studio.
In the green room to take this photo. I'm just standing there with a camera, kind of like an idiot, just waiting. And eventually this big burly dude comes up to me and goes right up to me. Are you going to take the photo of Morrissey? And I was like, yep. He's like, okay, let's go. He walks me 15 feet to the green room door where there's another man standing in front of the door. He's like, this is the guy who's gonna take the photo. And he looks at me, like sizes me up and down, and he looks at the camera and he's like, is that thing ready to go? I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay, hold on, let me check. Sounds great.
This is the Jam, the original. So good. I love the Jam.
There's a Morrissey version of that song that's really fantastic because it's just him and a guitar.
Paul Weller, yeah, everybody.
That's a cool song. That is a cool song. Okay, so second security guard.
So second security guard.
These are the people that said he doesn't do photo booths, by the way.
Yeah. Tells me to make sure my camera's ready. And he's like, okay, I'm going to go check on Morrissey. He then proceeds to open the door like 4 inches and like slither through it and then close it. So like no one can peek into the room.
Okay, hey, you know this picture is going to be around, right? Like people are going to see him.
So then I'm just standing there with the original burly guard. We're just standing there in silence for about 2 minutes. I'm just like, hey, just waiting. And then the door cracks open again. The dude slithers back out. He's like, all right, we got to go now. He's ready. I'm like, okay. And then he flings the door like wide open that he's just slithered out of. So the door, I walk into this room, and it's a room that's probably about twice the size of the studio. It's not really helpful to people
at home.
Not
helpful at all. It's about the size of a one-bedroom, bedroom.
Yeah, so it's
hotel
room. A very large, very large bedroom. Swings the door open. There is no one in there. There's no things in
there. He's a very thin man.
It's just all the furniture of the green room is in there. And I don't know. I can't see more ceiling. I don't know where he is.
Behind the door?
I turn to my left, and he is pinned up against the wall of the bathroom that is in that green room.
He's like our security guard.
Because someone had passed along the instruction that we take the photo in front of that door because that's the closest to the color of the photo booth wall, that we do it in front of that door. But instead of just like casually waiting over, right, he is standing flat up against the wall like he's trying to hide from his shadow or something. And there's probably now about 25 feet between him and I. Uh-huh. And the guy behind me, like, closes the door behind me.
So now it's just the
just
three
me.
Of you.
Oh, no, two.
Oh, just you and Morrissey. That's not good security. Yeah, that 5D could do damage.
And so I'm like, hi. And he just kind of like nods at me. Moz nod. And I just.
Moz nod.
I kind of put the camera between us as sort of like a defense mechanism, and I just like walked towards the camera. And I got right up in his grill this far away, and he still is just staring at me.
Tyler's about 2 feet from Corona.
I take a photo, one click, and then he readjusts a little bit. I take another photo, and then he glares down a little bit. One more photo. He's like, okay, got it. Thank you. And he's like, thanks.
Wow.
And I was like, have a good show.
That's a great story. You know what? You know what occurred to me is I don't know if this could get you in trouble. It has to be in the down low, and I don't know if that 7D will take a still while it's running video, but I would start the video camera on the way in to if you have that situation let it run the whole time, and then if it'll take the stills during the video, the video will be
Or you could just pull from the video. I mean, it's high quality. You can just pull still straight from the video.
Yeah.
That's a great story, Tyler. Yeah.
That is a great story.
That's almost worth you working over there.
It was so weird.
I look forward to more stories like this in the future.
I gotta look and see who your guests are coming up, because I want to come over if Tom Jones is going to be there.
Hey, if you ever have Chef Ramsay on there, you got to let me know.
We've had him on twice.
What? Have you really?
Yeah. He's great.
What the fuck? And you talked to him and stuff?
No, but
I don't care. Did you photo booth with him?
I didn't photo booth with him, but I took a photo of him and James and Julie Chen in the kitchen.
I have his phone number. That's how geeky I am.
Yeah.
I never use it, but I got his LA phone number. Number that he
used. You should
uses
call him one day while you're in the kitchen cooking something.
Hey, Chef, I'm trying to hard boil these eggs.
Hey, Gordo, I don't mean to bother you, but.
Oh, you dick. He's one of the few people that I'd love to meet.
Yeah.
Oh, you prick.
I mean, I don't know if I can let you meet him.
No, but I be in the same, in the presence.
Yeah. You should watch the cooking segment he did. He, like, him and his daughter cooked versus James. They try to both make bangers and mash. James.
Oh, yeah, of
James,
course he's been on a couple times. They're countrymen.
James's version versus Gordon's. And Gordon, like, lit the studio on fire trying to cook some bacon on a hot plate. It was fantastic.
Oh, really? Gordon fucked up?
Yeah.
That's rare.
Yeah.
He's a god.
I know.
He's a great man.
That was a great story.
That was a fantastic story.
Thank you. I was one of the first things I thought once I escaped there with my life was that A, I think Morrissey might be a vampire, and B, I can't wait to, I actually have a story to bring to the after.
Now you got three separate shots. Were they focused? Were they sharp?
Yes.
They were good? Uh-huh. You didn't panic under pressure? Now, did you have manual or auto?
It was manual. Yeah,
good job, buddy.
Thank
that's
thank
pressure.
You.
That's working good under pressure there.
I'm
being serious.
The auto's been finicky. I find it's better if I just fire off a manual shot.
All right, so we got to wrap this baby up soon because you guys can continue. I gotta go though because dumb fuck that I am used the wrong Kodak. I know this is incredible.
The wrong
tech.
Kodak.
Kodak. Tech nerd geek stuff for most people, but I outputted an H.264. For all the clips that I've been editing, and it needs to be at least ProRes 422, and I'm actually doing ProRes 444. Anyways, I have to rebuild the entire fucking monster 14-minute.
What is the deal
edit
with the ProRes thing? I know this is not exciting for 98%.
No idea. In fact, I've been experimenting lately with shooting some shit on.
When you shoot RAW, especially, like, it has a lot more, you can do a whole lot more. There's a lot more information in there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm curious about? And I guess this is for after
I
the show, too.
Photos
but
in RAW.
I took a little bit of video with this little portable camera. Of a stage, and there was some flickering.
Oh, the orbs, ghosts. Yeah.
But I wonder if that was because I shot it on 24.
Oh.
Instead of 30 or 60?
Instead of 23.98?
No.
You can do that?
All I know is that, like, clips that I'll shoot on the 5D at Late Late Show that we will shoot for web videos, that we'll then edit and export at... This is so boring.
Yeah.
We'll export it at H.264, and it'll be like, oh, 50 megabytes, and it looks great. Full 1080p, whatever.
Yeah.
And then the guys that ingest it to put it on, like, the CBS website, they're like, it needs to be in ProRes, and it blows it up to a file size of, like, 3 gigs. I'm like... That's not necessary.
I have their color correct. Yeah. I think it's mainly if you want to color correct it and tweak it. They don't even know.
No,
they're
just
saying that.
I have a feeling a lot of times in every single business like this, especially with video, somebody gets hired along the way and they were just told by somebody, this is how it needs to be.
And then
they never asked. They never decided it can be any other way. It's like, no, it has to be this. Has to be this. And you want to go like, no, I'll send you the file that can go directly on the website. Just change the code. Just change the name of the file.
So,
it's done.
I have an appointment with my color correctionist, my colorist tomorrow. And
for your hair?
For your Jeff Gaffigan short?
My Jeff Gaffigan short, yeah. And I still got it probably another 3 hours that I have to do before tomorrow morning. I am 15 hours into re-editing this thing. The actual original edit took way less time, or about less time, because every single time I have to replicate a clip, Tyler, it's like a needle in a haystack. I just got to go through like 3 hours of footage and find it.
That, I would just stop.
Brutal.
I would just not do
it. It's a 14 and a half minute film. Wait, I'm up to minute 12. All right, I'm not going to just stop.
What is wrong?
It's a long, boring story, but my computer couldn't keep, the clips are so massive because we shot it in 2K on Alexa cameras that it's too much information. So I thought it was a genius, and I rendered it all down and to like 1080p instead of 2048, and I renamed them all, and I used the wrong codec when I output it. I gotta rebuild it with the good quality stuff that's still in the bins.
Right.
But and I'm using my actual edit as just a guideline, so I'm rebuilding, and it's like it's literally needle in a haystack. Well, not literally because they're not needles, but the haystacks are.
I'm like getting nervous, sweaty for you.
I'm almost done.
So fucking miserable.
Almost done. I'm gonna go home tonight, knock it out by like 4 or 5 in the morning, and then get up at like 10 and go see them and color correct it. It's gonna be sweet. But real quick, I got one last thing. It's kind of fun. All right, Mikey.
Yes.
Have you had any uncomfortable run-ins? Not to put you on the spot, it's not a trick question.
I may have.
With Morrissey or otherwise?
I'm sorry, I'm totally out of it tonight. I'm exhausted.
Maybe
but,
it's the shorts, dude. You should go back to pants.
I'm exhausted. But,
why are you exhausted?
Refresh my memory as to what may have happened to me, because that might have been something tragic, because I know I had a lot of eventful things happen this week, and it's all escaped me at this moment.
That's why you use your phone and you write them down on the phone. I got one. Yeah. It's not tragic. It's kind of fun, though. I go to bars.
Yes.
You know that. I like to go.
That's like a weird confession.
By the time I get out of work, it's like 12:30. When I have like 45 minutes.
You guys know I like to inject drugs into my penis, right?
And I'll go check out a few weeks ago, a man backed into my what?
Sorry, I just have one thing I want to bring up after. Sorry.
A man, backed into my car.
What?
And he broke my taillight. This is a few weeks ago.
At the
now,
bar?
Right? Yeah. And dude, kids nowadays, people nowadays, like they are on top of it. I was sitting in the bar and somebody came running in. Does anyone own a black car in the parking lot?
African American car.
That's a nice thing. Tyler. That is. I appreciate that.
I appreciate it too. But then I go outside. I'm like, ah, shit. I have a black car. Let's go see this. And there's three people approach me. They're like, dude, we wrote down his license plate, everything.
Oh, he did the hit and run.
Well, he was gone, right? He was in a big white van, and so I'm like, thanks, guys. This is great. You know, I'm getting the information that they have, and then a guy walks up to me. And he says, hey, man, I just backed into your car. I'm not running away or anything. And anyways, we exchange information and this and that. And I'm looking at it. And I've had to replace my taillights before. I know what it costs. It's not $50. It's more than that, unfortunately. And it sucks. And, they're still working, but they're broken.
Yes.
It's broken.
Yes.
One of them's broken. So they both need to be replaced.
And you're asking for a fix-a ticket.
Yeah.
So, or to get pulled over on a
night. Other damage around the taillights?
There is a little bit of the bumper, but I'm like, whatever, you know. So
that's what bumpers are for.
The guy's like, hey, I'll give you $50 right now. We call it even. I'm like, I don't think so. I'm sorry. But, you know, let's talk. So we text back and forth a few times. He was asking me for what model was, this and that. I was giving him all these I have all the texts on my phone.
What does he mean, I'll give you $50 right now, we'll call it even?
Yeah.
As if, like, you've both had a transgression
against
each
other. We'll call it a day. And, if you said $100, I might have been like, I'll never get it fixed. But All right, long story short, going back and forth, the dude just goes dark.
Oh, no.
Right?
This is the premise for the next John Wick film.
Not bad.
Thank you.
Not bad. Let me pull up his text real quick. It's good.
We should do a theatrical reading. One of us should be the...
We should do a lot of things tie. So it's like, Anderson, can you send me a pic of your original one and a pic of the aftermarket one whenever you get a chance? I think I found some. Thanks. I'm like, hey, as well, we'll do it tomorrow. Sorry, phone got wet, and it's been off until now. Remember when my phone got wet a while ago? So this is like 6 weeks ago now. And he writes, it's okay. And then I sent pictures of my old light and my new light because I still have one of the old ones. I had factory ones, whatever. Here they are, I write. 3 weeks goes by. Any news on this, I write. Another week goes by. Oswald?
Hello?
Wednesday. Last night, 1:30 a.m., I write, are you avoiding? Why did I write it then? Why? 1:30 a.m.? That's rude.
Yeah.
Not when I see him sitting at the end of the bar.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I'm like, watch.
Tune in next week to find out how that went.
So I write that, and he's sidled up next to a lady.
Oh,
he's
fuck.
Drinking stiff drinks, and he's enjoying himself. And he's kind of dressed dapper, right?
Shit.
And I text him, and I'm kind of being sly at the end of the bar, talking
how
to the bartender.
How self-satisfied were you at this point?
I see him pull his phone out. I see him look at it. Doesn't really react. Puts his phone right back in his pocket.
Nice.
So I'm like, talking to the bartender a little bit. The bartender's giving me the bartender knows him, and he's giving me all sorts of info on the guy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, watch this, Kurt. And I slide down to the end of the bar.
Dude, don't mess with him. He's really mad. He missed out on this Morrissey show at the Late Late Show. He couldn't get in.
And honestly, there's really not much of a payoff. I'm just like, hey, Oswald, how you doing? He's like, hey, man, what's up? He had no idea. I'm like, Anderson. And his face just dropped. Just dropped. I'm like, so I haven't heard from you in a while. Yeah, man, he's sort of like stuttering and stammering. And you know what? I think I did the right thing by kind of calling him over a little bit so that this conversation wasn't happening in front of his lady friend. But he was very apologetic, and he promised me. I mean, the guy, he can't escape. I know where his watering hole is. Yeah. I have his phone number.
He got his license,
can't escape.
Too.
I have his cell phone number and the bar he likes.
Yeah,
exactly.
I know where he works.
He's like a caged rat.
I have
his cell phone number, and I know the bar he's been at twice.
I have his license
for God's
plate.
Sakes.
I have an insurance card.
Yeah,
a picture of
you know
it.
I
got his shit.
You know what else you have? A surefire guarantee that he's trying to avoid you.
Oh, I know that.
That's the big red flag here.
Fuck. You know what I think he did? He realized that these things cost. It's ridiculous, but he realized that a pair of those fucking
too much.
They're $200, and he's like, yeah, I'm just going to ignore Anderson forever.
Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you something else. That guy's got some big fucking balls going back to that bar, because if I was avoiding you over a couple $100, I wouldn't go back to that same bar.
Well, maybe last night was his last night. But hey, I have his. Maybe he doesn't recall. I took a picture of his insurance card.
Yeah.
All right. I got him by the
ball. Did you threaten him at all?
No, I was really, really cool, and I'm just like, hey, man, I get it. You know,
I'm proud
busy.
Of you.
It's a summertime.
I'm proud of you.
You didn't give him a swirly.
Because I have been a mess lately, and I've been having outbursts that are uncalled for and very, very embarrassing.
You need to get medicated.
I know. I swear to God. I
go smoke some herb in the parking lot.
Yeah. What's herb? you know what I did today, and I will not.
What was the fast food chain that was Find Herb? Remember that?
Yes.
Was it Burger King?
I think it was Burger King.
Oh my God, I've forgotten all about that. Find Herb.
You know what I saw at what I saw at Jack in the Box yesterday? I went to the same.
Remember they used to have the Jesus fish in the name? Jack in the Box?
I believe so, yeah.
And everyone's like, dude, it's a Jesus company. Because see the O and the X are connected. It's a Jesus fish.
No, it's In-N-Out trumped them.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You were about to say something. I cut you off. God damn it.
I went.
Herb.
Forget the Jack in the Box story. But I went back to the Jack in the Box where I once called a woman a C-word and couldn't go back again. And I went back yesterday. And one of the same girls was still working there. But that's not the point.
That's fascinating. So what were you saying, though? You said
my anger has been flaring up in embarrassing ways where that shouldn't be happening, where I'm having like little outbursts. And you know that five-way intersection in Beverly Hills Residential?
Yeah. That used to be part of my commute for about a year. Yeah. Horrible.
So sometimes you get behind somebody who is very scared of it.
Timid,
Because it's a very frightening.
Tyler, you've been through it?
Where is it?
Five streets converge.
It's like Cannon right off of Sunset.
In residential, about a block from the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
And you can see the carnage that's occurred in the past. Yeah. Like the history of carnage in the middle of the intersection.
You're 80, 100 feet from the next street, so you don't know who's going next and whose turn it is. And you have
so ridiculous.
It's like 40 yards to get across.
And you can't see like the other people's lights. They're like, you can't even like gauge.
It's one of the more dangerous places.
I don't
in
even know
LA.
It's dangerous. It's just always clogged because even if five cars get there at the same time, you all sit there going, "Is it me?
Right.
Is it me?" Like it's too much distance to traverse.
And the fucking tours always go through there because it's a tourist spot too.
Yeah,
I guess. So there's always a tourist bus going through, just adding to the problem.
So I'm just trying to stay calm. No big deal. The woman in front of me is terrified. She lets a whole round go through. Now it's her turn.
Did you bar fly her?
She's gonna let a second entire transaction happen before she goes.
Uh-huh.
And I went, "No, honk, honk. You know, we're going now." You're going now,
right.
And I'm on your tail.
Right.
We're not going to sit here because you're scared until it's 11 o'clock at night and all the traffic's gone.
Right.
So she starts to go, and she's going really slow, and she's doing jerky movements out into the intersection. She doesn't know what to do. So people
just
turn are like,
right, bitch.
People are starting to go, fuck this, and they're giving her. Everyone's being polite.
Bitch.
We're all being polite.
That seemed harsh.
I have something to say about that.
So much for your sensitivity training.
We're all being polite, and then some guy who just got to his light went, "Ah, fuck you guys, I'm going." And he starts going, and I went, "Nope, you're not going. I swear to God on my life. I swear to God on my life." I pulled out and I went straight head on into him.
Like so you turned. So
I turned head on.
So you're
directly
like, you're like
in front of him.
It was an
like you're not going.
An offensive tactic.
And I just went finger, and then I
is that the bird you gave him? That's
then I turned my wheels over right and went around him and went on my merry way. It was one of the most immature, stupid, threatening things I've ever done.
How did he not chase you? If I didn't know
Anderson,
you and I saw that face doing
that
to
Anderson, shitty little
in
finger.
A Subaru, I would be all over your ass.
No shit.
Yeah.
One
like
block
sweet
away,
Levite ass.
All of a sudden, adrenaline completely. Like, oh.
You're addicted to it, man.
Like,
you're
what
addicted.
The fuck did I just do? Like, I didn't flip him off as I was driving by. I stopped him. I cut in and headed on.
Kind of funny, actually.
And no, but it was aggressive
like
and terrible.
Like an overhead shot of it? I would have liked to have seen that.
Hey, I was listening to last week's show, a little bit of it. And
Levels off? Where the
this
levels
is absolutely not, not necessary that I bring this up now.
Sweet.
But I was thinking about it last week, and for some reason, it could also be my very, very irritated and aggravated state of mind I've been in lately.
Uh-oh.
And not thinking clearly. But it totally made me uncomfortable that you referred to Terry Gross as, "Who's that bitch?"
Who is Terry Gross? Who is that bitch?
Jeff Gaffigan's wife.
Who's Terry?
No, but she somehow came up and you went, "Who is that bitch?" And I was like,
"Who's
okay,
that bitch?" Yeah,
this totally just alienated people who are fans of Terry Gross and NPR for no reason because you don't even know who she is. And you just, you know, "Hey, you guys, did you hear Barack Obama's speech? That cocksucker." It's like it was for no reason you alienated a group of people in regards to a very nice woman who's kind of a legend in the interviewing radio game. And I was like, that was kind of uncalled for.
All right. Well, I'm by the very fact of my omission of not knowing who she is, I'm innocent because I'm not referring to her as a bitch because I don't know who she is.
It's not my place to judge you for saying that. I've been in a bad mental place lately. I'm taking things way too personally.
Can you understand, though, that if I said, "I know that bitch," that's way worse than "Who is that bitch?" Because,
no, it's not.
No,
yeah.
you're jumping off the bat to somebody you don't know.
You know what I think it is? I think the word bitch just rubs me the wrong way. Like, way more than the C word.
Really?
Yeah.
Cunt is worth it better than...
Bitch sounds so demeaning.
Yeah, you're right. Cunt sounds has a nicer...
Cunt is, "I'm so angry, I don't know what to say." Bitch is, "Oh, I know what you are. You're a bitch."
Bitch.
That's it.
I don't really let any words kind of, you know, rule me, man.
I know. I know.
If I learned one thing for that sensitivity training, it's I have none.
I ain't letting no words rule me, lady. Lady lawyer.
So it's probably not good to promote other podcasts.
I'm sorry
podcast.
That I called Terry Gross.
No,
a bitch.
You, no,
I didn't even call her a bitch.
You don't know me. No. I just it was.
And
it,
I don't think I don't think it costs us one listener. I think maybe someone's
not.
Like, "What an asshole!
It,
what an
I,
idiot!"
I thought it was Terry. I just thought it was rude.
Well, I'll be sure to bring it up when she interviews
this
me.
This is the new segment where we call you out on something from the previous week.
I need to make a movie. Go ahead, Tata. What were you saying?
What's the movie?
I gotta go. I need to make a movie. I really do have to go make a movie.
Yeah.
So
before I go, I just want to get people onto this new podcast that I'm obsessed with.
What are you doing?
Based on a recommendation.
What are you doing?
From my friend. If it's two guys. They're two comedians that live in.
Yeah, you don't like it much,
do
you?
No, I don't. It's terrible. they live in they're New Zealanders, and it's called the Worst Idea of All Time podcast. And they've decided to watch Grown Ups 2 once a week for an entire year, and then they podcast for about 20 minutes after each viewing. And they are
these are people without jobs.
Slowly, they're comedians, and they're slowly going insane, and it's fantastic.
How many episodes have they done?
There's a lot.
I think, God damn it. I don't know if I can commit to that because I want to hear this.
I've already listened to 10 in like 2 days.
Every day they watch it.
Every week. And they usually do it Monday mornings at 9 a.m.
I think that's pretty funny.
So terrible.
I think that's pretty funny.
And they hate this movie.
These guys are stoners, yes?
They've never alluded to weed. Weed's hard to get, or not hard to get.
I like these podcasts.
Super illegal in Australia and New Zealand.
There's like April Richardson did a podcast about
big Morrissey fan.
Saved by the Bell.
Huge Morrissey fan.
Yeah,
yeah. She was at the show actually.
Oh really?
Who's that bitch?
She's cool. She's super cool.
Who is it?
See, that's. I know it's my aggravated state of mind. I was like, that was really rude when I heard it back. I was like, Jesus.
Why are
you
listening to the program?
I was listening to hear something in particular.
Oh, you wanted to make sure of something?
I got scared.
Tyler and I had a long, and I'm not going to get into it, but we had a long discussion after the program, and Mike thought that something might have been said, but it wasn't said. And, whatever. Dude, you can't be... I was actually, I think it might have been last week or maybe the week before, I was on my way to this show,
mm-hmm.
and there's a light right around here. It's on Washington, and all four of them are red.
Yeah.
Like, every single light at the intersection is red, often when I go to this fucking light. And like I was running late, and I hate to be holding you guys up because I know you get here before I do. And I thought the frustration and the anger that I haven't felt in a long time, and I immediately empathized and felt bad for you feeling that all the time. It's not a good feeling. It's horrible. And if you can get it out of your system somehow... Or fix it with, I swear to God, somehow that stupid medication that helps me sleep, it makes, like, okay, just today, I was sitting waiting for my banh mi sandwich, Ty.
Ooh.
And a fly landed on my keys, right? And then it flew away. And it bugged me a little bit, but then I looked back down on my phone, and then it occurred to me, like, that's the kind of little thing that would have made my, like, heart sink back in the day, and I would have been really pissed, and would have put me, like... in a bad mood
a
for about five times.
No, keys?
You know what?
Do you get what I'm saying?
I want to tell you something that came up yesterday, and this has been happening a lot.
Does the fly thing, like, because now my keys are a little bit dirty. No. Why would it land there?
I have my little portable camera. I was trying to put it in the back pocket of these shorts. I couldn't get it in. It normally fits, but somehow the top flap thing was hanging over. It just wouldn't go in.
I finally
just started shaking, and I tried to rip the pocket off. I'm like, fuck, the whole thing's coming off now. Fuck. No, I'm serious.
He just twitched.
I'm dead,
he just
dead
serious.
I know. And I just went, what is wrong with me? Why am I doing that?
Dude, you're going to drop dead of a heart attack.
I know I'm repeating myself because I mentioned this on my podcast, but I couldn't get my vacuum in the closet because it's, you know, it's a canister vacuum with the big tube coming out and then the handle on it.
Uh-huh.
And I kept putting it in, and it kept sliding back out because the tube was bent, and it wanted to, you know, it was like a spring. And I finally just took the whole thing out and just fucking threw it into the living room. And I'm like, what am I doing? It's an inanimate object, and I threw it.
You know what you are? You're like a caged animal. That's what you are. You're
like the guy at
that
the
sounds
bar
romantic.
Who's Anderson has a cell phone.
No, you're like. I really do. And this might sound insane, but I'm not saying that I'm cured or I'm way better than I used to be. And I think it might be a maybe because I'm sleeping for the first time in years.
Yeah.
Maybe because I'm getting a little older. Maybe the pill's a placebo. I don't know what the deal is. But I used to think, and I think it could be true for you too, that like we just don't do well in these hard-edged like walls and like the rules of like having closets. Like I think we would have fared much better if we lived.
In
like
circles?
300
the rules
years
of
ago.
Having closets?
Like if we lived like as tribes.
You might have a point
you
there.
You know what I'm talking
about?
You
might about? Have a point because if things just... If
we just lived on the land, I think that you and I might have been okay.
If it was considered proper and organized just to throw things in a pile,
yeah.
We'd be like, yeah,
like
this isn't bad.
Like those caves that we went to in Death Valley with the cans.
The cans,
the
you're like, I can get behind this.
What do I do with this book? Throw it in that pile of books.
Yeah. I think that
because I don't make my bed.
There's something about like the way that the world has been created around us in the modern age that like certain personalities just don't fit it.
I get livid with things that are a non-issue in life, like the armrests in my car.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to deal with those. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. You should be like out on the land.
There's nothing
like,
wrong with the armrests in my car. I'm just sitting there and I'm like, this is bugging me. This is fucking bugging me where my arms are. Like, who fucking thought? No, I'm serious. Like, who thought they should be this high, this wide, this big, this fucking material? Who makes them out of this material?
Not good material? You don't like the material? You test drove that car numerous times with that.
I never test drove it.
Oh, that's right. You didn't armrest it.
Yeah. No, of course I armrested. I armrested it because I sat in one car I was going to buy and it didn't have a fucking center armrest. And I was like.
I do maintain the fact that you tend to go to all the most frustrating places in the world on the regular.
Yeah.
One of those being like traffic.
Yeah.
You don't have to be in traffic as often as you are.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but. Because I'm a traveling man. I like to get out, see the
Mike,
world.
You got to go see Hot Ruski, man.
And I swear to God, more important than anything in my life, I need to do that.
Go see Hot Ruski.
Because I'm spiraling. The last like 2 months, and I've even had friends, like even like Tara was like, you need to go to a fucking doctor.
You've mentioned it a few times. Yeah. And you've mentioned
it actually
more and
more. I start thinking I have it under control. And then I'm recording a podcast. I'm like, this is embarrassing. I don't want to just be screaming and yelling and talking out my ass a bunch of bullshit.
Honestly, I don't see it. But I'm trying to control it. Yeah, you seem fine when we see you. But you think the heat might have something to do with it? People do kill each other a lot more often when it's hot.
No, I like the heat. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, but you also like Costco and you like Disneyland and you like traffic. So
and you had a ponytail for 8 years.
Correctamundo.
All right, guys, I hate to say it, but I got to make a movie.
Yep. Yep, I can tell you hate to say it. But I didn't hear anything else you said. Let's wrap it up. Thank you for listening.
And like, as always, fuck closets.
That's right. I hate closets. It's Morrissey. A fucking miniature room for a bunch of bullshit that you don't really need. You can have one shirt and one pair of shorts and you're done. You don't need all
this
shit.
See, we would have thrived back in the day,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I don't need fake box rooms to put stuff that I'm not using every day.
Fake
like, I wanna,
box rooms?
I want to, you know what? This is why I've always said I like studio apartments better because I like to see everything I own from my bed. And then when I had a studio, I was miserable. But I always thought, like, I want a warehouse-sized studio apartment, like a loft. And I want to lay in bed and look at every fucking thing I own. If I can somehow get my car in there, that'll be better. Mm. I can see everything.
Are you going to invite anyone down to see the premiere of Cult of Corona?
Do I need to put people down on the list or try
to just email me their names? Okay. I'll put them on the list.
Yeah. Mike would be that multi-billionaire drug lord who just sits in his panic room and watches all the security cameras all day long.
Yeah.
So he can see all
of
them.
If I had security cameras, okay, I go to the improv office and I'm mesmerized and there's nothing going down. It's people walking down the street, and I'm like...
Mike's looking intently.
No, I see the guy coming, and then I look out the window, and there he is. I'm like, yes! I'm totally serious. I'm serious. It's fascinating. It's fantastic. Do you see that guy got busted putting that hidden camera in the bathroom at Starbucks in Brea, the Starbucks I used to go to?
Oh, is that your old... Do you think he has any shots of you peeing?
God, I don't think so, because he put it the wrong way. He put it facing the toilet. But then again, I do sit down to pee, but not in public.
What a weirdo.
Not in public.
Are you sure he did it the wrong way, or is that what he was trying
to do? I saw the picture of it in the Orange County Register.
There was
a diaper changing shelf facing the toilet, and he put it under the shelf, and it's right there. It's like a little pen camera.
A woman was sitting
on the toilet and looking at it.
And she's like, what is this?
Yeah, yeah.
My mom gave me one of those pen cameras for Christmas.
Did it work well?
I don't know what to do with it. I never opened it. I don't know. Well, I feel intimidated by it.
I just gave you an idea.
But I heard another guy got busted.
Starbucks nearby?
For it, too. And he was doing it like a Chuck E. Cheese. Like in Lancaster.
Yeah, creepers.
Oh, fuck. Speaking of Lancaster. No, never mind. I'm not going to do that. I decided not to do that.
Okay, let's wrap
it up. I heard something horrible on the news, and I was mad at the news for like even telling me the story.
Wait, what? You can't just not tell me.
It has to do with animals being hurt and dying and stuff, and I don't like it. And I'm like, they just ruined my fucking day. Why? I didn't need to hear that. It doesn't help me. It's not like it's a news story.
You got a good point, because it was like a five-second, socialist country all of a sudden.
5 second soundbite. Like, he just gave the information that these animals are suffering, and three of them had to be, out of the five that were suffering, had to be killed, and it's unknown what's going on.
And now your weekly forecast.
And then, and I'm like, I didn't need, now that information's in my head, and now I'm kind of
It's like when they told Coco that Robin Williams was dead.
Yeah,
why?
Yeah, exactly. You know who else is dead, Coco? They named a bunch of nice people. Coco's like, I don't know
your
him.
Your mom, Coco. Dead.
Your mom, your dad, your grandparents.
The lady that taught you sign language.
Gone. Dead. Dead. She fell into a fucking giant container of tuna, and they closed the lid on her.
Oh, that's something that no one talks about on the show, ever.
I forgot.
We never even mentioned.
I forgot.
What we did.
I know. I didn't know what we were doing.
It's not that great. Is this the worst show we've ever done?
I'm going to delete everything except for the part where we talked about codex.
What's it? Codex. I don't know. What's the problem? C-O-D-E-C's. Right, codex.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm fine with your. That's fine. I was just making a joke that.
I've compressed probably 700 videos in my life.
No!
I still don't know what they mean. I still don't know which one's best, how to do it.
Codec.
I also don't know when I compress the same exact video at the same exact settings twice in a row. One, there might be a 50 megabyte difference.
Gotta go.
Bye.
Gotta go.
God bless.
This is the worst show we've ever done.
Pretty not great, but it's probably fine.